I was at the Radio Shack. They're not Radio Shack anymore. They're just the Shack because it's way hipper sounding. That's why I went there. It has a hip sounding name. Anyway, I'm buying a boombox for our station so we can have a music source in the rare circumstance that we're not set up near the mothership that we call the Blaze Diamond W Rig. So I'm in the Shack. I pick out this boombox that looks like it's going to work out fine, but I made the clerk take it out of the box so we can test it out because I'm technically inept. Even simple stuff like a boombox, I'm not going to take a chance. I'm going to make the clerk do it for me. Loading up some batteries in it. I basically wanted to see if it's going to work before I take it out of the store. So while the clerk is showing me some of the features, I see this little button on the front of the boombox, and I thought it was the on button, so I give it a nice firm push to turn it on. Turns out it wasn't the on button. It was some little decorative shiny thing that was apparently put on there to make the boombox look really hip because we're in the Shack. It was not apparently meant to be touched, certainly not pushed to the point where it was now essentially broken. See, this is how bad I am around any piece of machinery, equipment, anything like that. I managed to break this item before I got it out of the store with the professional clerk monitoring all of my actions. So the question, what is the store policy about getting a brand new item if I break the old one before I paid for it, if a representative of the store is right there, supposedly responsible for making sure that I know what I'm doing with this brand new piece of equipment and I don't break it, and I break it? Can I get a new one? I'm sorry I broke this right in front of your face. Do I have to pay for it?